Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Gorge.
Thank you.
Exquisito.
I couldn't really hear yours. I think because Zoom.
I hate Zoom.
Blocks us out.
Zoom says, you better think this is a solo. And I'm always looking to duet with you, and you know that. How the hell are you? How's the vibe over there?
You know.
Yeah.
I'm kicking. I'm alive.
You're alive.
I'm just disassociating from my life, my world, myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's
not easy. Okay.
It's not easy being green.
No. And I just watched a So Weird episode. Do you remember So Weird?
No.
In the darkness is the light. No.
No.
It's a Disney Channel show. Okay. Well, there was an episode of this girl who, I mean, in a way, it's about dissociating, if you ask me. But it's like, I guess about, I mean, it's not real, but is it? I don't know. It's about like a girl who, when she sleeps, she can also kind of travel. And it's like there's another version of her. And it reminded me of when I dissociate.
Isn't that what that movie, Everything Whatever, Everything Everywhere All at Once is about, that everybody loved so much?
Everywhere All at Once. I thought that was about like different realities of a world. And it was...
Yeah, but I think it's that she lives like 8 lives or something. And she like can control which life she's going to.
Oh, I actually didn't finish it.
And then there's like the same people are in... I feel like I didn't watch it, but everyone else I know was like, it was amazing. And I cried 100 times, which is why I feel like you'd like it.
Yeah. If there's crying, I love it. I've been on a crying kick, but you know what? That's sometimes you don't have time to exercise. And I say, give me a sob session, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I would love a good sob session. But you never know when it's going to, it's, I can't
it's
just.
It's actually very funny because you are one of the people that like, when you ask me genuinely, like before we start recording or when we hang out, and you'll be like, how are you? Like, that is all I need to go. That is all I need. For some reason too, like, you know, I think that other people, sometimes I don't even ask that directly, or it's like other stuff first, but like we normally start with like, how are you doing? And I do think it comes from a genuine place, and that's all my tear ducts need to go, thank you for the permission, and here I come. Because I cry openly with you. I mean,
a lot of people do.
Yeah, you have such a and that's a compliment. You should really take that as a compliment. I
feel like I'm almost desensitized to crying. Like when other people cry, I'm like I used to, I feel like feel awkward. And now I'm just like, I like kind of like I have to remind myself that they're crying means that they're feeling something, because I'm like, and not other people in my life have been big criers where it was like every conversation I'd be like, oh God, okay.
It's funny because it is like, I think it's the number one way my body communicates or releases tension, or like kind of it'll emit something. Like when someone's like, does this bug you? And if it does, I'll probably start crying, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, so I guess it does. And I'm like, I guess it does. Yeah.
See, I'm very good at being like, no, I'm fine.
I know.
And well, it depends on the situation. I think that I'm pretty good at actually saying, I don't know, actually. It depends on the situation.
When's the last time you had a good cry?
Like a good, like long one. I can't remember.
Long one. Oh, but no.
I like shed some tears last week because I was watching the Long Island Medium on YouTube.
That'll do it.
That always does it.
That'll do it. That
all
show,
I need is Wayne Brady chatting with the fucking Teresa Caputo and I'll be pouring tears.
And I'll see you when I see you. And then sometimes for me, I'll use a show, especially if I'm really dissociated, where like I can't get into my emotions or something. And then if I watch something that jump starts it, I'll be like, I'll take it from here. Thank you.
I watched one, it was with Titus Burgess, and he like, it was like, I guess he had two friends that died when they were like in high school, like a week away apart from each other. Cause Teresa was like, why didn't you visit her in the hospital before she died? She was waiting for you and you never came.
My God.
I know. And I was like, and he's obviously like crying and she's like, it's not your, there's nothing you could have done, but she just wanted to know why.
Oh.
And it was like, wow,
that's actually really
damn
sad.
Teresa.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was
scared.
She
doesn't pull any fucking punches.
No. And she's not the one leading the convo.
And she says, listen, I'm going to say exactly what they tell me to say. Don't get upset with me.
Yeah, I'm sure if she doesn't, they're like, excuse me.
I feel like I would cry the second Teresa Caputo entered the room.
Me too. If she ever made eye contact with me, I'd be like, please don't say it.
And she'd be like, no one for you. Sorry.
That would be another fear I guess I have.
What?
Is that
there'd be no one there?
Yeah, no one would be. I thought about maybe trying to do it like when my mom, you know, lost her parents, like bring her and do it with her.
I asked my mom and she said no, she didn't want to.
I know.
Anti-Christian.
A lot of people say that.
I mean, I don't know if that's why, but.
But yeah, I mean, it's scary. It's scary as fuck. I can't imagine.
My friend, when her dad died, she went to see a medium and she said it like, like a lot of people say it's like
closure.
20 years of therapy in like one.
I believe it.
Thing. The fall is coming. It's October 1st. Listen, it's a very spooky October 1st out today.
I know. Isn't it going to be like dark and rainy all day?
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is honestly what I needed, because I told myself, I said today I am like just staying home, because this week I was out about and just kind of doing a lot, which is rare for me. So my body's like, how dare you? So I'm just gonna like stay in, watch movies and relax all day. What are you doing?
I'm going to brunch after this recording, and then tomorrow I'm going to a Lizzo concert.
Oh my God, wait, Lizzo?
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The new album.
Oh, boy. She's going to do stuff from her old album, too, though.
Yeah, totally. The new album, it's like, we get it. It's too much. It's too much. Like, I'm a fat girl. I'm a fat girl. I'm a fat girl. I'm like, you're like an amazing vocalist. You can play the flute. You can rap. Like, I don't need all of these, like, kids bop songs.
It is cool, though, because did you watch Big Girls on Hulu?
Some of it.
Because, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I would recognize some of the backup dancers, which would be cool. But I get what you're saying. It is,
I'm
like,
just like, you don't have to, like, constantly talk about how confident and stuff you are.
Well, it's a
I get it. It's the whole thing. But I'm like, Cause I Love You was like such an amazing album. The songs were so good. There was so, like, it's, I just don't feel like I get that from her new album.
The album. Yeah. I've only heard like certain songs from it.
Like the last album just starts with her wailing, like, I'm crying because I love you.
I know. Well, her last album was like a bop. I think it was like what I liked about it is that she had some, like, I would consider it pop hits and then some like ballads.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying.
Love a ballad. And I only went to one Lizzo concert before this, but I went to the one and it was at a smaller venue, which helped me a lot because, you know, I'm not really great at concerts, but I was like, it's Lizzo. Like, how could I not go?
I think we were at the same concert at Terminal 5.
Okay. Yeah. I loved that venue. For me, that was perfect. And I did think it was nice. And I did start crying when all of a sudden she was like,
it was
hey,
great. The whole concert was amazing.
And when she said, like, I'm proud of each and every one of you, I said, I didn't know I needed that.
I love all that, but I have a feeling this next concert is going to be all that.
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot, because it was such a surprise to me. I think that's why I was like, oh, my God.
And
you
it's
know?
Like, we know. At this
I know,
point, it's
I know.
Like when someone's like,
yeah,
like whenever, if someone's like, oh, my God, you're so hot. Oh, my God, you're so hot. And it's like, just stop. You're just saying that because, like, I'm just like, stop saying that constantly.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it gets to the point where, like, sometimes when I talk about or think about, like, self-love and people are like, love yourself, love your reflection, love the way you look. And I'm like, yeah. Self-love is also about, like who you are inside as a person. Like, when we make it all about the physical, that takes away from us as on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
Like, outside is important, sure. When you date someone, like, you want to be attracted to them, but you fall in love with who they are inside. So it should be the same thing for us, you know?
I was just watching Meg Stalter's. She, like, was the host at the Variety Women when she, like, gave a speech, and it was very good and funny.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, talking about, yeah, how, like, the looks in the Hollywood or whatever. But she, like, started being like, there's two parts of me. One part that wants everyone to think she's gorgeous and wonderful. And another part that's like, who cares, you stupid bitch?
Yeah.
And then she says, she's like, I'm a hot, beautiful woman. And it is the least interesting thing about me.
Yes.
And then talks about how she had an agent. She's like, I recently had my manager get a call from a casting director that was like, we were so excited about Meg. And then she was wearing so much eyeliner at the audition. And she was like, and to that casting director, I need to say, I'm so sorry. Next time I will wear thinner eyeliner. I can come back in at any time and But it was like, how ridiculous.
How ridiculous. Yeah, that's so... It's so funny. I mean, even the whole industry with it. But yeah, I mean, it would be really cool if Lizzo kind of like, I feel like if she's trying to be the self-love person, it's like she's got to move past kind of just the outside physical. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
We all get it.
It just gets a little too self-helpy for me, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you don't see like...
And I don't think it's good for them either. Like, I think about the pressure it would be to be a celebrity kind of on that pedestal and, like, to put themselves there. And then, like, when they have hard mental health issues, it's like they might feel way more isolated and alone because they're projecting this image of, you know, I've got to
like,
get...
She will post videos where she's, like, crying and, like, she's like, it feels really... That's also the other thing where I'm like, it's just everything... To me, and this is going to sound fucked up, but whatever.
Okay.
Like, when I see someone win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's an appropriate time for a tear to be shed.
Yeah.
She cries, like, hysterically at every single award she wins. And it's like, you can't be that surprised every time you know that you knew you were going to win this.
Well, yeah, you also saying I'm a bad bitch, like, I deserve everything. It's like, yeah, bitch, you deserve this award. What's the ish?
Yeah, I feel bad because I'm like, I feel like because we have the same birthday. So I'm always like,
yeah, you're
like, I'm like, we think about things probably in similar ways.
Maybe.
Or I did used to think that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now I'm like, she's too in touch with her own emotions for a Taurus right now.
Yeah. That's a lot. It might be a lot, but maybe if you go
super
high.
It's like, I like Adele, another Taurus. who's like...
Well, it's all so real and unfiltered.
Yeah, when Oprah's like, what do you say about people who say that since you lost weight that they're not like a fan anymore? Because she's like, I say, fuck off. You're going to be a fan of mine because I was fat? That's insane.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Like, it would be if someone was a fan of mine just because they... Like, of how much I
weigh. The hair color. It looks like if I change my hair, are they not going to like me because I'm not a redhead anymore?
And she was like, and who's to say? She's like, I'm probably going to gain a bunch of weight back because the reason I lost all the weight was I was depressed in a breakup and going to the gym 3 times a day and trying to focus on something other than COVID and the fact that I was... And she stopped drinking. So she was like, I was like trying to be sober. I was drinking. I was working out multiple times a day. I was boxing, and I was like, that's why I lost all the weight. She's like, and now I'm, like, on tour with another album. I'm probably going to gain a bunch of weight back, and I hope I don't lose fan. Like, it's just crazy that... She's like,
crazy.
I've never once liked a song because I thought the artist had a body size.
No. Like, that's sometimes my favorite thing about music. That's what I kind of miss about radio, is, like, it felt like the game The Voice, where I'm like... I just listen to the song, and if I like the song and the music, like, half the time when you're, like, look up a video or something, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know the person looked like that. Like, and it doesn't matter because I like the song.
I know. I love how every time on The Voice when Gwen turns around and there's a fat person, she's like, oh, my God, a fat person.
It's honestly so problematic that way because, yeah, the whole thing is like, what is going on here? Why?
Yeah, it's such an interesting concept.
Such an interesting concept. And by interesting, I do mean stupid.
I was watching Inside the World's Toughest Prisons last night.
Okay, yes. I love prison shows.
So this guy...
Have you seen 60 Days In?
Yes.
Okay.
But so this guy, it has, I guess, 6 seasons, but there's a new season. So it was like at the top of my thing.
Okay. What's it called again? World's Toughest Prisons?
Inside the World's Toughest Prisons.
Okay.
And he, at some point, I guess, was put in prison for murder for 12 years for a murder he didn't commit. And it took 12 years for them to like clear his...
God.
His name. And now he goes to like prisons all over the world. And stays in them for a week to like...
Oh my gosh. To give an assessment or something?
Like, basically just to talk to the people, like to show the differences in things and like...
Wow.
Like to go to like new kind of ideas. So he goes to one in Cyprus, like a little island off Greece that's gained notoriety because it used to be like insane abuse. Like it was known for like the guards would just beat the shit out of everyone every day and whatever. And he's like, but then this like young woman became the direct, like the warden of the prison who has like these new, and this was in 2014. So it's been 8 years and it's like unlike anything you've ever seen. And they all love her. And he was like, it just seems like they're putting on a show. Like it doesn't make, it's crazy that, and like when you walk in, there's like a fountain, like a piano fountain. And it's not like anything superb, but it's like a fountain water with like flowers around it.
Wow.
And grass. And he's like, who is this for? And she's like, it's for the prisoners. Like it's just like, it makes them feel more, and there's no like murderers at this prison.
Yeah.
And she's like, it makes them feel like more human. And it's not because the American prison system, like half the time, they go in, it's like you're 90% more likely, I think, to become a drug addict in prison than outside of it.
Right.
And it's like the American prison system is just fucking insane. And so, and a lot of the guards and prisoners were the same ones there at this prison when it was like before.
Oh, wow.
And so like the one guard he talks to who's been there for 30 years. And he was like, he's like, isn't it so different? Like, how have you managed to? And he was like, I never ever, if you told me 26 years ago that I would shed a tear for a prisoner, I would call you crazy. And he's like, it took like just a different years, like training, whatever, to be like, realize that this is what actually is working. Yeah. And they're allowed to like they when he, because he goes through as if he was a prisoner. And so there's like a 2-hour interview with a social worker that she like got these social workers that are specially trained that like ask you hundreds of questions so that you can like be placed in the right job like take classes. And then a lot of the people there are prisoners because they tried to get into Cyprus without like from Congo and countries where they were like refugees to Cyprus, but they get arrested at the border and have to go to like prison while they're going through all their paperwork. So they especially are like obsessed with her. And he's like, do you feel that you like treat them? And she's like, they do not deserve to be in prison. I treat them as though they are here because of a secretarial.
Yeah, Miss File.
She's like, this is where they have to be while they're getting their paperwork through. So she's like, I'm not like, and it's been 8 years and it's like working. Like like the number of people who reoffend after they get out is like significantly lower than it was. And like I looked her up, she's like running for office now in Cyprus or something. But he I think really didn't believe her. And then he was like, before this he does research, and she had been like a lawyer on this kind of thing, like human rights and whatever, like this really is her thing. So it was interesting.
I actually have to watch that. I love that.
And then there's some that it's like,
I can't. I mean, so the only shows I've watched about prison are Jailbirds.
I think that's the girls, right?
Yeah. And it's honestly mostly about like kind of love stories.
Yeah.
Which I liked. And I learned about the toilet flushing system with the notes, which I loved.
I said
that's inventive.
The problem is
okay, it's pretty cool. It's because there's toilets stacked on top of each other, you know, because of the different floors. So they take string and like a fork and they both flush at the same time. So the forks get stuck and then one of them pulls the rope.
What the fuck?
It's fascinating. So it's really cute when it's about like love notes, but then the guards are like, it's bad when it's drugs. So then that's when we have to be careful with the flushing.
How do they know when they're flushing?
It's like, okay, so if they take the water out of the bowl, then they can kind of talk through the toilet. I know. So then like they talk, because, you know, some of them have jobs. So it's like they know who the people are. They'll send pictures of each other. It's very interesting. So I liked that show. And then I watched 60 Days In, which I was like, holy fuck. Yeah. That one was wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I mean, our prison systems, it's like, honestly, if there weren't shows like that, though, I wouldn't even know at all what.
Well, there should not be any privatized prisons.
No,
I think it's absolutely insane that prison is a for-profit
system.
That's the only reason that weed is still illegal federally, because they would have to know what to do with hundreds of fucking, or thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are sitting in prison for the same thing that we do every day legally.
I know. And then, like, I forget what show I was watching where this guy is like a millionaire and it's like, what do you do? He's like, I make the toilets for prison. And you're like, yeah.
There's one, I think, I feel like I've seen that guy on something.
Yeah.
There's one prison and it's in, because it's only like 4 episodes a season, so I watched one from season 5. It looks like a gorgeous hotel, honestly. And it's in Greenland, which never had a maximum security prison before.
Okay. Because
there's only like 60,000 total people that live in Greenland.
Wow.
And so like they would go to Denmark if...
Okay, it's
like
a bigger,
for prison.
Yeah.
But then they finally opened a maximum security one. So like when he gets there, it only had been open for 4 months. But it was like... It looks like a really nice college building, but it's like way too lenient. And like the guards don't know what they're doing. There's like hardly any guards. And the guards are like people that the prisoners grew up with.
Yeah.
And so there's only like 50 prisoners in there. They have like their own... it's like they have kitchens, they have and like kitchens with knives hanging on the wall, and there are murderers in there.
Oh my God.
And one guy that he leaves for work Like, he has his car at prison. He's doing two and a half years for drug trafficking. And he leaves for work, drives to his job at, like, the boatyard, works at the boatyard for, like until he has to be back at, like, 5. And then he's talking to the guy, and he's like, so you have to be back at, like, 5 every day? Like, what's the... When do they come looking for you? And he's like, well, today I have to be back at 5, but I'm just coming back early because I have to get changed because I have a date tonight. And I'm going, like, he leaves again for a date. And the guy's like, so you've been to, have you been to prison before? And he's like, yeah, I, like, had to go for a drug thing in 2011 to Denmark. And he's like, do you feel like this is a prison? He's like, no, this is a hotel. And then he's like, he talks about how he makes more money at his job than the guards make.
Oh, my God.
The one guy he's talking to is a murderer, and they're, like, making Christmas decorations, and the guard is, like, talking about how she was his elementary school teacher.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, it's...
What's happening? Yeah.
Wild. And, like, the guards are scared of the prisoners, very clearly. You'd, like, never see a guard.
That would be my problem with being a guard.
And their rooms, they have, like, a little living room space.
No.
Like, their bed, their own bathroom with their own shower.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
It's nice. It's nicer than my dorm was at SUNY Oneonta.
Damn, yeah. I think, yeah, I'd love to see more money going into, like, how we can... It's like the rehabilitation programs, you know?
Totally.
Like, we screw these people on every level. And it's like, what
it's
are they?
Also, and you see that on 60 Days In, people who should be in asylums, like,
yeah,
getting mental health, like, genuinely, yeah, schizophrenic people and stuff, where it's like just fucked up that they are even in,
I know,
where they are. It's not gonna, it's just like, what's the point of putting people in and throwing away the key if there's no...
I know.
And don't get me wrong, there are people that need to be thrown away, like...
Right.
Thrown away, for lack of a better word, like, you know, serial killers and shit. Like, there's one, he's going... It was the first episode I watched, and they're in Moldova, and it was like, he was staying with these two guys, and he really felt bad for them, because... It's, like, run by, like, gangs, the prison. And so they're, like, the ones who didn't want to be in a gang. So they had to, like, petition. There's, like, 20 of them to, like... And basically they get put in, like, a separate thing. But they're, yeah, kind of being punished because they don't want to be in whatever. Okay. And he's, like, talking to them. And then finally the one guy, he's, like... Who's singing? The guy has a karaoke machine that he keeps under his bed. It's, like... But he's, like, singing. And he's, like, I feel bad. Like, what did he do? And he's, like... I killed 2 women. And the guy's like,
wait. Yeah.
What do you, like, and what, who were they? And he's like, I used to do work for them, but it was because of alcohol. I was drunk and I was, like, wasted and I didn't know. And he was like, how old were they? And he's like, the one I think was, like, 17. And then her grandmother was, I think, 60. And he's like, how did you kill them? He's like, I strangled one and the other in the head with the rock. And you see the guy being like, because he's kind of been, like, talking about how it's not fair.
Yeah.
And then he, like, he cuts to him, like, at the camera. He's like, I would be lying if I didn't say my views have changed a little. But it's like, yeah, bro, you should be locked up forever. You killed 2 random, like, a teenage girl and her grandmother.
Can you,
you deserve to be in prison. Lillian, that's his name.
Yeah. Murderers. Someone was telling me about this show where this guy and his friend were hiking up, like, Mount Everest or something. And I guess the way that you do it is you're tethered to somebody, like, you're tied together, so whatever. But one of them started falling, couldn't stop, right? So he's hanging off the cliff or the whatever. And then the guy has to make the decision
to cut him off.
To cut him off. And then, but then what's funny is the guy who falls lives. And he crawls back to the camp, and so does the other guy. And I was like, how does that friendship continue?
Yeah, how did it continue?
I don't know.
That's awkward.
Yeah, like, I literally don't know.
It's like in Yellow... Oh, did you watch Yellow Jackets?
No. Tell me about it. Spoil it. I don't care.
I fucking love it, but it all is because like their plane goes down right in the woods, and then they like live in the woods for a year and a half, and so the one girl's like trying to get out, and the other girl's like, I can't get my seatbelts off. Yeah. But like the fire is burning, and it looks like the plane is about to fucking explode.
Yeah.
So she's like trying desperately to get it, and she's like passing out as she's trying to undo the girl's seatbelt. So finally she's just like, I'm so sorry, and like,
yeah,
has to run out. And then like a minute later the girl like runs out because she like had gotten her own seatbelt, and so she's like, you left me to fucking die. Yeah. And then she ends up getting attacked by wolves.
Oh well,
so she does die.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? I don't know, that's a really hard situation.
Especially in that, I mean, it was like the girl did what she had to do.
Right.
So. But I could see being mad as well.
I could see being upset and say, I thought you said we would help each other.
In the show Superstore, there's an episode where there's a tornado and there's like two women in it that are very funny, and they're supposed to be constantly feuding because they like the same. They're like supposed to be really nice, but they're like. Yeah. Secretly feuding and things. It's like a comedy, but they're running to like be in the tornado shelter.
Okay.
And she's like pulling the door, and then the one is like, oh wait, because she like reaches up, and the other girl just like smiles at her and pulls the door closed. So then the rest of the series she's like, you left me to die in a tornado, or she's like, you tried to kill me. She's like, I did not try to kill you, I just did not help you when I could have. And I left you to die.
My God.
But anyway.
Hard. Packs like that. Or just what do you do when that human instinct kicks right in? I don't know.
God bless anyone that leaves me to die. If I don't, I'll tell you that.
I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'll haunt you.
Like the way that I walk. Because I walk with a vengeance. Yeah, so that's all I have going on. What do you have? What's new?
Well, you're learning a lot, which is incredible. What's new? Yesterday, this is like the new me is just, I don't know who I am, but I went to a garage sale upstate on the drive back, okay? And I'm like, I need to be going to more like garage estate sales like upstate. The fact I shop in the city is just robbery, okay? Robbery.
Do you remember what the towns were?
Well, we were near Woodstock and like Hudson.
Beautiful.
So then we're driving past and I see this like garage sale. Right. And I get out and I'm like, this is so I like want to be just going to more. I just want to go out of the city more to go shopping. But I get there. I'm immediately drawn to this purple coat. OK, I see the color purple and
it's stunning.
It's stunning. So I walk over. I'm like, it's probably not my size. Like, you never know, you know, but I can't. There's no like I don't see it. I just like I'll put it on. I put it on. I kid you not. Like, this is the part that I went, I'm either being pranked or something's happening. Literally three women look at me at the same time and go, gasp.
I mean, I saw the coat, honey.
You saw it. And all of them gasp and I go, oh my God, is it good? Because there's no mirror. And they're all like, oh my God. And I'm with my friend Sarah. So I'm like, where's Sarah? Like, I need somebody who's like, I don't know who's making a profit here, you know, and there's no mirror and I need a picture or something. So then the woman's like, you have to buy it. And I was like, I mean, there's no price. I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking here. And then like, it's so warm. It was highway robbery. Then she's like, it's $15. It's $15 for this coat that is like.
It is the most stunning thrift find I think I've ever seen of yours.
I know. It's a millionaire's coat.
And it fits like it was made for you.
Truly. Like I love it because it's kind of a big coat, but it does the thing where the sleeve is a little shorter, which is always like a more flattering look if you're wearing like a bigger coat just to show, and like a little shorter that you can see the ankles, and like warm as anything, and purple and like stunning.
I mean, we're talking hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars, this coat, and a color you never see.
It looks like a quote that the lead in the Hallmark would wear.
Yes. And so, like, I have it on my body. I essentially never take it off. I have to, like, ask, you know, I'm trying to find cash because it's cash only. I'm like, I never have cash. I need to just find $15 and figure out how to get it. I get it. And now, and then I brought it back and I was just like, how did they start at
15? Was there any haggling?
I should have haggled. I was just actually.
She started at 15, though. That's on her.
I know.
I would have paid hundreds of. I would have paid $100 for that.
That's the thing. I think I didn't even know where we were going to start. Like, I was like, okay. And then when she said 15, I was like, in my wildest dreams, how do I even get it for 10? That's.
Yeah, no.
Like, I was like, haggle. I can't even believe what's going on. I don't know if I'm being punked. I literally don't know what's happening.
She should have listed that shit at like $200.
I know.
That color coat.
Yes.
I want that, but in like a fur, like a faux fur.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so Sister Act mink coat in the
opening.
That's
exactly why.
Yes. I love that. That's like, I remember that moment and being like, oh.
Even though it does turn out to be his wife's fur coat.
Yes.
I still want it.
Regardless, remember when she's like, I'm gonna shove it up his ass, and then like she walks in, she's like, I love it, I just wanted to tell you that I love it, I'm gonna wear it, and I think it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, because she sees him kill someone.
Yeah. Oh, but yes, 100% Dolores. Yes.
You okay?
Good. Oh my God, me? Good. I was gonna
and
tell you that.
And she runs with heels the whole time.
Yeah, and throws the coat. I have to watch Sister Act
Vince
today.
DeLaRocca.
That's exactly it. Oh my God. But honestly, if you want to start going with me, I think I'm going to be doing more like zip car trips literally upstate for like estate sales and just like garage sales.
I love a zip car trip. I will be honest with you.
You're not going.
Well, here's why. I love a good find.
Yeah.
I don't love finding it.
You don't like the finding it.
Yeah.
You don't like the hunt.
It's not that I don't. I have very, like, it's hard for me to find my size online or anywhere. So, like, I'm like, I see the draw, but I'm like, I never find anything. And then I just end up, like, frustrated then.
I guess, yeah. I mean, there's always, like, fun stuff for the house, too. But I think that sometimes what I like about the thrift stuff is, like, sometimes I go to a place and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to buy everything. And then I'm like, just kidding. Like half of this stuff, like only the right thing finds you and then is like, you have to have it because it fits you and it's like exactly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I hear you. But honestly, I'll just keep an eye out for you.
I also spent years trying to find the alarm clock from Sister Act. The one.
Daisy. Daisy.
That's like, get out of bed, you sleepyhead. It is a daisy, but it's the daisy saying, get out of bed, you sleepyhead.
Right, you sleepyhead.
And so I was trying to find it for a long time. And as it turns out, after some heavy research, it doesn't exist.
Wow.
It was a prop made for the film and they added in the sound.
Oh, and no one made it after?
No.
Wow, that's so sad.
I know. The thing is, I could probably make one if I wanted to. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to find a daisy, like a daisy that you can have like a little recording thing in.
On an alarm clock, right?
But it's like, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I wish I could build stuff, you know? I really do. I actually think that if my hands matched my brain, I would be number one on Etsy.
I think that it could. I think that you need to keep trying.
Yeah, I got to keep trying. I got to figure it out.
Or be a designer. Listen, like they always say on Drag Race, a seamstress does not a designer make. You can have the brilliant design ideas, but a lot of top designers don't know how to sew them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hope.
You think Jessica Simpson knows how to fucking make shoes?
No. Yeah, you're right. She can sketch or she can talk about it. So, yeah, I mean, who knows what's in my future? I think that's what's so interesting. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe one day, like, I could see myself honestly owning a store called You Don't Need Anything from This Store. And it's all things that you don't need, but you absolutely desperately want because they're just weird and eclectic.
It's kind of like the eBay shop that Catherine Keener has in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Mm.
Remember? She yeah. like sells stuff on eBay, but she has a store. And then she's like Jonah Hill, a very young Jonah Hill is like, I need these shoes. And they're like giant boots with goldfish in them.
Oh, and
yeah. And she's like, you have to buy them online. And he's like, but I'm holding them in my hand right now. And she's like, yeah, I know it's confusing, but it's like an eBay store. You have to buy it on eBay. And he's like, can't I just give you money and take these shoes home with me today? I need to put these shoes on. So something like that.
That would be fun. I would love that. I could see myself doing that, you know?
That's, I want, yeah, I don't know what my third act will be.
I mean, think about, you can also, you're a sewing machine. I want another blanket. Not that I'm making an order, but
that's knitting.
Oh, that's knitting.
Hand knitting.
That's knitting.
I'm not a great sewer.
Oh.
I can but kind you, I like I can hem pants and I can
right
fix a button, but I can't like yeah, sew like, a dress together.
Because that's what I watch on TikTok, literally a girl who goes into a store. She's like, I found this really wild 80s dress and now I'm going to update it. And I'm like, fuck.
I watch a girl that does that shit with like Shein dresses where she'll like get like a plastic because she's like, I saw this Ariana Grande look and it's like Ariana Grande in like a rubber dress. That's like, you know,
yes.
Obviously super fit, whatever. And she's like, so I got this one on Shein that looks exactly the same. And she like puts it on and it's like terrible because it's Shein and doesn't yeah. fit at all. And then she's like, she like cuts it and like sews whatever. And then it looks fucking amazing.
See, that's where there's some like incredible talent and like
skill, honey. Yes.
Truly skill. And that's what I wonder about. Because I'd love to be able to do that. I'd even love to know, like, I try not to buy things unless they're so cheap when I'm like, I'm going to change it a million times because I'm like, what am I doing? Am I?
Yeah.
But sometimes it is cool if I can do it, but sometimes I can't. And so then it's upsetting.
My roommate's mom asked me yeah. to make her an African and she was like, I'll pay for your time and like the materials and stuff. And so I'm excited because I've been wanting reasons to make more blankets.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid the dog's going to drive me fucking crazy because he's going to be constantly trying to pull on the...
Wait, does he nap though during? Or he's just always
yeah,
playing?
He will, but he'll be like, if he sees something he wants yeah, to play with.
He wants to play with it. So, you'll just say, stop.
I'll have to... It'll be a fun little training exercise.
Literally, what could be more fun? I have to figure out how to cut Winnie's nails because when I tell you they're longer than they've ever been in my entire life and her vet is officially just like out of town and I'm like, what do I do?
When I was home, so my dog had so much... He had upstate, he had... Like at one point he was got in bed and I was like, how do you have so much mud still on your face? And I like... Because of the way his fur is, it'll like beat in and get stuck. At one point, it was a slug.
Don't say that.
That was still alive.
No.
And so then he had like the little mud things. And I was like, I can't get them out. Is it fucking this? Is it not? I have to like cut these out. So I'm like freaking out. I can't get it out. So then eventually my mom holds, or I hold him. My dad like holds his head. Because my dad is like, oh, just stop. Because me and my mom are like, he won't stop moving. And my dad just like holds his head from stop moving. And I like cut them out. So I think that that's what you need for Winnie is somebody that is not afraid to just like hold her down or hold her.
Oh, well, my boyfriend said he would. But the thing is, what I like about Winnie is that when I have the vet come, collectively... We're mad at them.
Yeah.
And she thinks I'm mad too. And then when they leave, I go, oh, get over here. Not a big deal. We're good. We're good. We're good. So if it's, I mean, it could be, I'm just like, I don't want her to be upset. And then every time I want to talk, play with her, pick her up, she's like, is this one of those fucking times? So I don't know what to do, but I do have to do something soon because she's getting stuck on my skin.
Yeah.
On my personal skin.
Is there a different vet you can?
I think that, yeah, I just have to, I haven't put her in a carrier in a while.
I'm sure there's other vets that come.
That comes.
Because, like, even hard. The vets in Albany, like, where I'm from, will come to your house.
Yeah, it's rare when I try to find vets that are mobile that come to you that they'll just come for a nail clipping.
Well, does she need maybe, like...
I mean, she just got, like, every test in the book recently.
What is the name of the vet that you use?
I think it's, like, Homefront Vet House Calls. Mm,
yeah.
They're really... I love them. See, and there's two of them. The main woman who is Southern, she goes, "Hi there, Winnie!" And then her husband who is upset, cursing, and, you know, pretty much the one getting hurt the whole time.
Who's not a vet.
Who's not a vet, who's like, "You gotta cut it when I grab it." And I, like, hear them falling in the bathtub, and I'm like, "You guys good?" So we're old friends. I mean, we've been through a lot together through the years. So I'm just sad that they're not, it's not them. But I don't know how much longer I can wait. She's going to kill herself and me, really.
When I went to the vet last time, she was like, "Okay, you're good until you'll have to come back because he needs his, like, monthly, like, chewable pill that they sell me there." And I was like, "Can you not just, like, give it to me now?" And she's like, "Oh, I guess." And I ended up, the thing about his vet is I do actually really like them.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was just, I'm just like, it's like a lot of appointments, but I understand that it's, but when he's good until, like, the new year. Yeah. But I like the vet techs. I like I really do like his vet and everyone. So
good. You got to trust them. It's like you have the relationship you have with your vet. Like, I remember the one time when he got, like, had that one thing and I told them, I was like, "She didn't really eat." They were like, "We'll be there tomorrow." And also, like, I don't know, they just have to see. I can't imagine being a vet for that reason when shit goes south, because, like, my god, it's just, you got, that's so difficult. I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
It's like, so that's why, like, when my parents' dog was, I'm glad that the vet was like, "She's suffering," and, like, you know, because normally they're like, "We can't tell, like, it's up to you, you have to do," and it's like, you know, no, it's such a impossible decision. So, like, for her to be like, "You, the right thing to do is,"
it's like, sometimes you just need to know, because you're
like, I'm like, I need you to tell me there's no hope, or I'm gonna
I think that can be one of the biggest, you know, when there are certain issues, and then it's like, what are you going to do? What medical things are you going to do? What are you not going to do? $70,000.
Literally. But on a positive note, my sweet pup is acting crazy and running around as we speak.
He's doing so. I mean, my gosh, he's just like,
I know,
a little nugget.
But okay, guys.
Okay.
Well, we're back again. And if you want more, then go to patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell,
with photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.